Welcome to My Generation, brought to you by South Shore Senior News. This is the show that focuses on local health and wellness, financial planning, elder law, senior fitness, and entertainment. However old or young you may be, My Generation would like to help you age well and enjoy yourself doing it. Here are your hosts, Patty Abbott and Tom Foy.
Good evening and welcome to My Generation, brought to you by the South Shore Senior News and sponsored by Elder Law Firm Patrick J. Kelleher and Associates and Celtic Angels Home Health Care. I'm your host, Doreen Lang, and I'll be filling in for Tom and Patty, and it's great to have you here listening to 95.9 WATD. Tonight, please welcome Nancy Muckle, founder of Problems Solved, to the show. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi, it's so great to be here, Doreen.
This will be so much fun. What an interesting endeavor that you have taken on. But before we get into your business, I'm sure, like myself, people would be very interested to know your background. Are you from the South Shore?
I am not. I'm from Ohio, from the Midwest originally, but have lived in Massachusetts now for over 40 years. So I feel like I'm a native.
Mm-hmm.
And we came here for business. My husband's company is what caused us to move here.
Okay.
And we moved in the blizzard of 78, which was very interesting.
Oh, boy. We all remember that.
That was our welcome to, my husband said, I'll see you in a couple hours. And 7 days later, I heard from my husband, because that was before cell phones. It was pretty crazy. But anyway, love living here, and very happy to be here. And I live in Plymouth, Mass.
And you live in Plymouth, Mass.
Which is lovely, a lovely town.
Yes, beautiful town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're from Ohio.
Yep.
And then you came here in 78.
Correct.
So you've been here since, for a while.
Yeah, I did a stint in South Florida. I ran the state of Florida for Apple Computer. And I built a $1 million facility for them there in Fort Lauderdale, helped to supervise that, and then ran the business for them. And so that was 5 years away from New England, and then we moved back and have been here ever since.
Well, that was worth the journey.
Absolutely.
Boy, that must have been so interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah. I actually spent a week with John Sculley, who at that time was the CEO of Apple, after Steve.
Wow.
And one of our channel partners had won an award, and we were the guests of John and Apple for a week in Silicon Valley. It was awesome.
That is really, what a story that is in itself.
Yeah, it was. It was great fun. Great fun.
So when you were here for the past many years.
Yes.
You've taken on various roles, and I noticed in your biography, you've certainly done a lot of volunteer work as well.
Very, very important to both my husband and I.
Yeah.
I think, regardless of your age, and now I'm a lot older, but giving back to me has always been a priority in my life. I learned that from my parents, especially my father, who was in so many different organizations that he led eventually just to give back to people. So that's the reason I started Problem Solved. I wanted to advocate for individuals and business owners. And that's what's led me to this conversation today and to a very exciting new company, which I'm very proud of.
You should be. I'm excited for you. Okay, so let's start to get into the nuts and bolts of that. So what prompted you to start Problems Solved?
So when my father found out he had cancer, and he was at the time almost 86, he said, you know, your mother is going to need a lot of help in a lot of areas that I've done for her all these years. They'd been married 64 years. And so basically, I got involved in almost any problem you could imagine for senior or boomers, from finding her a place to live, selling her house, taking care of all of her health care issues, taking care of all her bills and issues. And there were many, many problems that we all face every day, and she did. And that's what kind of got me into it. And pre-COVID, 13 years ago, I began to think, this is something, there's so many talented men and women that want to spend more time in their homes. Mm-hmm. They want to be with their families, but they're very talented. They need to earn a living. And I thought, what a great place to start something where people could actually use their skills and live in their homes and be with their families. And guess what? That was pre-COVID, and now today, so many people are working out of their homes.
Right.
And
right.
So it's just interesting how things, change over the years. And
right,
so that idea 13 years ago has been born over the last 6 months to begin this. But I've been a problem solver for my whole life. I've always done, for a lot of people and organizations, I've solved problems, and I love it. And it's like a puzzle, and it's trying to figure out how to help and advocate, and so it was just perfect. It was a natural into this organization called Problem Solved.
Right. So what is your objective when you think about your business and you share that with people?
My objective is every day people have problems and they don't really know where to turn. Most people start with customer service and organizations.
Yes.
But when there's money involved, and not every problem has money involved, but many do, people try to figure out, well, how can I get what I believe is owed me, whether I'm an owner of a company or I'm just an individual just trying to solve a specific issue. And the bottom line is, until you get to the right person who has the ability to make a decision, especially a financial decision for a company, it's challenging. Mm. And many times people in customer service who are very helpful but don't have that authority, and so many times they can't solve the problem themselves. So my challenge is to get to the individual who has the responsibility, present the facts on behalf of who I'm working with, and get resolution in a successful way. That's really the objective.
Yeah, sure. And before we kind of dive into what kind of problems you solve, which I'm sure we're all interested to know all the stories because that's the most fun.
Yes.
I'm just curious, age-wise, what's the youngest person that's reached out to you, and what's the oldest person in terms of people as opposed to businesses, although it could be both, obviously?
The youngest was 21.
21.
And that was a very interesting story involving a car accident. And the result of that was getting that young woman who had a concussion. She was in a car accident. It wasn't her fault. She was just a passenger, had a seatbelt on. Tremendously affected her life, and the insurance company called her the next day and said, we'll give you $500, go away. And she called me up and said, you know, how can we work on this? And in the end, we got her $8,000 for her suffering and for the issues that happened to her. It affected her life dramatically. And then I've recently helped somebody who was 93 years old, 93 years young, I like to say, not years old. and they had an issue, and it was a travel issue, and getting them something back for some travel, a deposit, which we did successfully. So it's really that gamut of all ages.
Wow, really is. Mm-hmm. And are you finding more individuals or businesses at this point?
I think it's probably more individuals right now. Mm-hmm. People have known me. I have a pretty broad network I have another company that's in technology, which we didn't talk about yet, but I've had that for over 20 years. And through that network, I have a lot of individuals that are owners of businesses. And so they've all, through the years, come to me for help with different things as a friend. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, it's a business. So I would say individuals is a great area because people are looking for help.
Wow, that's very interesting. I'm just thinking how busy you must be when things
well,
are
I
busy.
Well, I have a team, mm-hmm. so it's not just me.
Yeah.
I have a team.
Yeah.
Talk
about your team. I know we're going to get to that, but since you brought it up.
So to give credibility, people who've known me over the last 30, 40 years in business, I have the highest integrity, and they know me well. And they know not only am I a problem solver, but I'm able to be successful in most things I endeavor to do. And the bottom line is, today, with these issues, with these problems, it's really getting the word out to people. They have to know you're around and available, and the people on the team that I got to start with me are advisors. So I have lawyers, I have doctors, I have nurses, I have business people who provide me free advice, and so I really can help all of these people that come to me. They don't have to pick up the phone. What we do is not litigious in any way. In fact, many of my leads come from law firms because lawyers have clients and they say, you know, this is something that, A, we don't want them to have to pay $5,000 or $10,000 for some kind of an amount. And bottom line, it doesn't involve the law, and you could help them. So I get a lot of leads from lawyers, which is interesting. But so I have this team of advisors that adds credibility to my company and also free advice.
Wow, that's very generous of them.
Very generous. But they know me and they want to help.
They want to help.
Wow. Yeah, people want to help.
Yeah.
That's the thing. People
ask
in all walks
receive,
of life.
Right? Ask
yeah.
and you shall receive.
And it's the greatest thing. It's the greatest reward when you can help somebody solve something, it gives everybody, I think, a lot of benefit and pleasure.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what problems you're going to solve, what kind of problems you solve. So coming up, we'll hear more from Nancy Muckle, founder of Problem Solve. But first, a word from our marquee sponsor, Patrick Kelleher, as he puts the spotlight on Elda Law.
Hi, I'm Elda Law attorney Patrick Kelleher. Do you have a loved one already in a nursing home and you are paying privately? Folks report to us that nursing homes can cost as much as $14,000 to $15,000 per month. Folks, don't despair. There may be ways that we can help you and your family protect your assets, even if your loved one is already in a nursing home. Contact our office today at 781-871-7526 or attend our next free educational estate planning and elder law workshop by going to elderlawcare.com. Take action today, folks, because seating is limited and our learning center does fill up quickly. I am Patrick Kelleher, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
If you're looking for the very best home health care for your loved one, call Celtic Angels. For almost 15 years, Celtic Angels has been providing personalized care services for the senior community across the South Shore. With their new office in Needham, they're now servicing the entire Metro West area too. Owned and managed by registered nurse Maria Burke, the company is operated with a particularly keen focus on the highest quality medical care and in-home support services. Call today, 781-331-0062, or visit CelticAngelsInc.com.
Looking for sound advice? That's the one thing you'll find at South Shore Hearing Center. They'll help you improve your hearing so you can reconnect with friends, family, and the world around you. When your hearing improves, your entire life will too. From the moment you walk in the door, the staff at South Shore Hearing Center will make you feel comfortable and in control. Through the hearing test and consultation process, the highly educated doctors of audiology at South Shore Hearing Center will assist you in finding the right solution that fits your budget and lifestyle. South Shore Hearing Center, located in South Weymouth's Stetson Medical Center and online at sshc.com. South Shore Hearing Center, trusted for sound advice for over 30 years.
You're listening to My Generation on 95.9 WATD. I'm your host, Doreen Lang, and we are back with our guest to hear more from Nancy Muckle, founder of Problems Solved. Nancy has a very unique company she started, solving problems for people and businesses. And we're going to talk a little bit about what kinds and what types of problems she solves, her and her team solve. Can you give us some ideas of that?
Absolutely. So I deal with many issues dealing with seniors and boomers. As I mentioned earlier, I have people that are 21 years old and people who are in their 90s. But optimally, seniors and boomers is a very important area, and there are a lot of issues, not just for the senior, but for the family, whether it involves assisted living, healthcare issues, claims, lots of different problems arise. And so we focus on that. We focus on the areas of hospitality. With the COVID situation, the pandemic over the last few years, a lot of people put deposits on trips, cruises, airline tickets, and now they want to get that money back. Huge area. Bottom line is that's an area. Anything related to travel, we get involved in.
And are you successful in that?
Yes, very successful. Just the other day, I'll give you a perfect example. A senior couple saw an article about me, called me up, said, we don't know if you can help us. We're not able to get back this money from the airlines. We are never going to Aruba. We're never going out of the country again. We're probably not going to fly again. And to them, it was a lot of money because as we all get older, you know, every dollar counts. They had not been successful. So I said, okay, how am I going to do this? It was one of the major airlines in the world. Mm. I got to the woman who handles all of the customer care for that airlines. She responded to me within 4 hours. She said, I will have two managers call you. And in 4 days, they had a credit on their credit card for the money they didn't get. So I got to the right person at the top of that airlines. She'd been there 20 years. She was very sensitive to the story I told her about these people. I said, you know, this really is something that means a lot to them in terms of the dollars and cents. And they're not planning to fly again. And boom.
I could just tell by your voice. I mean, you're advocating for them, and you're so passionate, and you almost feel like they're your family once you take them on.
Absolutely, without question. And I think if you explain things clearly, simply, and factually, people want to help. Again, this goes back to what we talked about a little bit earlier, Doreen, is people want to help.
Yeah.
And if they understand it, exceptions can always be made, and they're delighted to, if they have all the information, to make the right decision.
Yeah,
if they have the authority. If they have the authority.
If they have the authority. Give them the opportunity to do the right thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
So so hospitality, I call it hospitality. It's anything related to travel. Same thing the other day, somebody called me, a wedding deposit they're trying to get back. Somebody was going to a bachelor's party, $5,000. They can't get the deposit back. Couldn't go because it didn't happen because of COVID. So there's that area. There's vendors and what I call retail. And that could be anything. Could be telecommunication companies, you know, TV companies. Could be anything related to any company we go to in a mall or just online. So that's another area. Other areas are insurance. So everybody's got automobile claim issues, insurance issues, healthcare issues. Again, could be thousands of dollars. They've had issues, I just saw, I'm solving a problem right now for a couple who had an issue at a major hospital. And I got to the president of the hospital, had a meeting with the people directly. I couldn't attend, but I did dial in, couldn't be there at the hospital. And we're working to get them some money back from some things that happened within the hospital.
Wow.
So that's that arena. We do a lot, again, in insurance, which can be related to any types of insurance, healthcare. So it's pretty broad spectrum of problems. In fact, somebody called me the other day. They had a $300,000 credit issue, debit, because their company shut down during COVID. So it was interesting because I made one call. There were two companies that were after this business owner, and one of the companies was defunct, went out of business. So I called this gentleman back. I said, well, I got one of your problems solved. The $150,000 you don't have to think about, that company went bankrupt during COVID. A debt collector. So it could be, and I do a lot of things that are pro bono. So a lot of people call me up and say, this doesn't involve money, but could you help me? I listen to it, to the issue, and if I feel I can help, I can. I've done things with housing authorities, public housing authorities, for senior people. I just solved a problem there. So a lot of times I will, and a couple of the living centers around southern Massachusetts have asked me to maybe come in and just meet with people and kind of do one-on-ones or kind of explain what I do, because a lot of those people might have issues I could help them with, either, you know, in a offline meeting, not with everybody around, but at least explain what I do that potentially gets them thinking about, well, yeah, maybe she could, she and the team could address this.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so I do a lot of things that involve no money, but money issues can be $500 or $300,000 or $10,000 or $5,000, whatever. And the people on my team are people who have tremendous skills. So they're people that have been very accomplished. One of my advisors and one of my team actually did all the negotiations for the teachers for 38 years in the state of Mass. So she's helping me weekly with problems. So I've found very talented people, and that's one of my challenges now as we move this to a national stage. This company is going to move out of Massachusetts. It already is, because people who found out about it are calling me from New York and Florida and different places. So I'm going to be building out my team. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, if you have good personal skills, business skills, you're detail-oriented, and you like to solve problems, then you could work out of your own home with just a PC and a phone. That's all you need, and you're in business. So I'm looking to broaden my team as we learn to move beyond just Massachusetts.
Brilliant, because the problems are everywhere. They're just not in the South Shore.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So you talked about money a little bit. How are you compensated for solving problems?
Yeah, so sometimes it really depends. If it's a small problem, maybe we won't even charge anything. But optimally, we take a small percentage. It's a sliding scale. Like I said, we can do something that involves $500, or it might be several thousand dollars or much more. So it really depends on
the ticket item.
But okay. If somebody got nothing and they're trying to get back $1,000 or $800 or $10,000, giving up a very small percentage of that to get something back where they've been able to get nothing back, is people don't even think about it. They're happy to do that. And we sign a contract. so that before we start this, everybody knows in black and white what the objective, what's the problem, what's the objective, what do we want to get back, and then they agree that if they, because the money will all be sent back to the individuals, they will not come back to my company.
True, it's not going to touch you.
Not going to touch me. So when they get their check, then we, within 7 to 10 days, we get paid by them, and it's all written up in
all,
a contractual way.
All agreed
way.
Upon ahead of
all
time.
All agreed upon, no issues. And by the way, if we don't solve their financial problem, we don't get anything. So we work on people's behalfs, and sometimes, you know, sometimes we may get nothing, but that's, we understand that.
It's so interesting, because I think about the kind of person that would call you, and what I'm thinking about is that somebody that really can't deal with confrontation, doesn't know where to start, it's just too overwhelming, or they've got so much going on in their life, they just can't make time for this, but it's important, and they can hand that to you, and you can run with it, right?
Yes, and I've had people who have their own businesses, or they're CEOs of larger corporations, and they'll say, you know, at the end of the day, I work 12 hours, I really don't want to share this with my assistant, I don't really want to deal with it, but I'm thrilled to have you work it for me.
Take it on.
So so that's also important.
So Nancy, are there any particular problems you won't handle?
I think the things, I have to understand, and my team has to understand, what is the problem, what's the objective? Some things you can look at and say the chances of this being solved, or either it's been way too long a time.
Do I get you?
It's been 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Number one, it's just something that doesn't make sense. And then you occasionally get a call from someone who you don't want to work with. They they seem a little quirky, or you know. So the bottom line is we make sure that we really understand what the objective is, and then we are honest and we say, hey, this is something that, you know.
Has there been one that you can recall?
That we've turned off?
That you turned away?
Yeah, one gentleman, but I said he was kind of a quirky personality. Just trying to reach him, he'd call me, and then he'd call me back. And anyway, I just knew from talking to him that probably was not not something I was able to help him with. But yeah, there really hasn't been anything to date that, and if it's litigious, if it really does need a lawyer, then we will recommend that individual get a lawyer. Or we have a cadre of lawyers that we can, you know, recommend, but that's their decision. So we don't get into things that are litigious. That's not what we're about.
Wow. So how does the process work? Someone reaches out to you directly on, and actually I'm going to put that out there to the listeners now, the website, because I was challenged. I was trying to find it, and then I found you, and then I found it.
Yes.
So it's Probs Solved.
P-R-O-B-S-S, two S's. OLVED.com. Yeah.
Okay. So somebody reaches out, and I can see at the bottom they can fill out a little, this is what I would love some help with, which is terrific.
Yeah. Or they just call me.
Or they'll call you.
Or they'll call several people they can leave messages for as part of the team when they call the number, the main number. And then we interview them briefly, probably about 10, 12 minutes, find out what the problem is, find out what their objective is, and basically what we do also in the beginning is to show commitment from them. They typically will give us like $25. It's not to make money, it's just a commitment that we're serious about this.
Right.
This is important to us.
Yep.
So we do that, and then beyond that, we do a contract. They read it, they review it, they can sign it online, and then we begin immediately working their problem, because our goal is, if in a few days we can resolve it, fabulous. I'm working an issue right now with a realtor, and it's a few years old, but I met someone recently. They had an issue, and we began working it, and I'm pretty optimistic. Even though it's an older kind of issue, we can resolve it, and it's considerable dollars.
Wow.
So so we try to get to work right away, and it's a series of phone calls, and potentially could be a meeting face-to-face, but normally not. It's just over the phone. And today with Zoom, it's very important, because people can meet not only myself, but my team face-to-face. We can meet the individual, and it gives you more of a personal connection. And also, it just, I think it adds more credibility to knowing who you're talking to, who
Absolutely.
They are. So I find that very important also in developing that relationship.
Right.
Because that person, bottom line, we hope will refer us to others. We'll talk about this. And in addition, come back with other problems. Because every day, every week. We all face problems. It's not just a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Right. Well, I can imagine that being a lot of juggling, but it sounds like you have nailed down the process really well.
We have a methodology, which brings up a very good point, Doreen. We have paperwork. We have a methodology that's unique to what we do. And I haven't found anybody else. As I meet a lot of business executives, they say, I think this idea is brilliant, and we don't know of anybody else really doing this. Mm. So our goal in not only trying to make it national, I have another objective. And my objective, Doreen, is to be able to set up people who become part of my team and really like this and mm-hmm. are good at it to own their own business. Uh-huh. Because I really like to advocate. Everybody always has a dream. I'd like to be my own boss.
Right.
Well, what if you could work out of your house,
yep.
never have to get on a plane, make considerable dollars, do something that is very rewarding and gives back to people? What if you could do that and that could be your own business? That's my goal, is to move to that down the road.
Wow. Perfect, perfect time to take a quick break. So coming up, we'll hear more from Nancy Muckle, founder of Problem Solved. But first, a word from our marquee sponsor, Maria Burke, as she puts the spotlight on home health care.
Hi, my name is Maria, and I'm talking to you from Celtic Angels. Our caregivers are really, really special people. I would say that they truly go above and beyond. And an example of this would be, recently we had a caregiver called Christina, and she was taking care of a hospice patient who had a little pet dog called Tina. And unfortunately, none of this patient's family could take care of her little dog. So Christina adopted Tina in the spirit of love and connection, and she just knew that this would make her patient feel so much better, knowing that her pet dog was being taken care of. She really loved this patient, and this pet was so important to her, and Christina knew that, and she's taking care of that little dog today. Our caregivers feel it's an honor and a privilege to be part of our patients' lives and truly go above and beyond, not only caring for the patient, but also for the patient's family. Our caregivers give from the heart. If we can help you in any way, please call 781-331-0062 or visit our website at www.celticangelsinc.com. Celtic Angels, putting the care in home health care.
Hi, my name is Patrick Kelleher. I'm an estate planning and elder law attorney. If you or your spouse became completely incapacitated, how would you pay for the $15,000 per month nursing home? It happened to my dad and my family. I would like to personally invite you to our next free educational elder law workshop. Call 781-871-7526 now, or go to elderlawcare.com, because we fill up quickly.
Listening to My Generation on 95.9 WATD. I'm your host, Doreen Lang, and we are back with Nancy Muckle, founder of Problems Solved. And she was just going to share with us, well, what areas of Massachusetts, who are you working with right now? How expansive has your business touched?
Yes. So I'm really working not just in Southern Mass, where I happen to live, and many of my colleagues and friends live, but we're working in the western part of the state, we're working in Boston, we're working North Shore. But beyond that, because so many people know me, and as we begin to publicize Problem Solved, I have people in Florida, Doreen, people in California, I was on the phone this today with New Jersey, New York. So it's really sort of got a life of its own,
mm-hmm,
because
right.
You can be on the phone with and Zooming, or not Zooming, but just talking with people anywhere in the country.
Right.
So
right.
It's really global in terms of the U.S.
So that's interesting. So how do people find you? I know we've got your website, which is great. So clear. It's a nicely done Probs Solved. But as far as people finding you, no, I think we were talking during the break. You were at a meeting recently. And
yeah, so I joined the local Chamber of Commerce, Plymouth Chamber of Commerce, which is in my own backyard. And I've been to, in the past, meetings, but I used to travel 4 days a week. I was on a plane all over the country. So now that I don't travel, because the world's changed, as we all know, I joined Plymouth Chamber of Commerce, which is, by the way, a great organization. I met, and you get to stand up and tell for a minute a little bit about yourself and your company. And I was sharing with Doreen that when I left, I had several people come up to me with problems because things I talked about hit home with them. And then we didn't have the entire conversation there, but it was just, you know, I'll follow up with you afterwards to get the facts and to see.
Is there anything you can share so people have a perspective of just how different and varied these problems can be that you're willing to take on?
Here's a really very simple thing.
Sure.
Somebody had bought some furniture, and they bought it about a year and a half ago, and they bought two chairs, which were pretty expensive, over $3,000 total.
Wow.
And yet, one of the chairs, the day it arrived, was broken. They did not send it back, which is something I suggested they probably should have done. But now, a year later, it's broken again, it's been fixed, and we are working to get them, and I have a commitment, we're almost at the tail end of it, of getting them two new chairs. So that's $3,000.
Same chairs?
Different color because they don't make that leather anymore.
Gotcha.
Most companies every 9 to 12 months, and you learn a lot as you do all of
True.
These problems.
That's right.
They change out the materials.
That's right.
And so they've selected a new leather color. And,
interesting.
But bottom line is that will be solved. That will be solved. So that was just kind of a, you think was kind of a, but hey, $3,000.
Yeah.
Something in your home that you want to be lovely. And then I've had, you know, much more serious things involving, like I say, healthcare claims. Someone came to me with, I think I mentioned this a little bit earlier, an issue with a hospital. And that's much more involved. Had to go up to the president of the hospital to get the right audience. And we're working on getting that resolved. I've had issues with just phone. A woman took her two children. She's actually a caregiver, young woman. She took them to a water park. Her iPhone fell in the water. And basically, she didn't have insurance on it, which most people get insurance. And she said, you know, I don't know if we have much hope. And I said, well, let's, because she thought it should have survived getting a little wet. It didn't get totally drenched. And it ran for a bit, and then it stopped. And we did get her some money back, and she was thrilled. And so never say never. You know,
right.
The smallest things you think are, you know, may never have any result, do have results.
Right.
And then we've had very serious issues, you know, like I said, more things related to accidents and healthcare claims and misbilling. Things are billed incorrectly and, you know, people say this can't be that. And, you know, we're talking thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars. I was working with a gentleman who was going to lose his house. This was in Texas. I actually have a testimonial on my website. Wound up going to the head of one of the banks on a regional basis, and they were literally going to take away his house. This was a few years ago, and the bottom line is he got all the money. They eliminated the charges. They basically
wow.
said, not only you're not going to lose your house and lose your mortgage, because it was an issue within the financial entity, not with the individual, and they basically didn't make him pay the money they said he owed.
See, that's where your company is so fantastic, because a person can only go so far, and they get frustrated, and
yes.
they think that I've had it,
and they give
I've
up.
Had it, and they give up.
Yeah,
they may have reached that the yellow tape, right? The goal.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
But there's a chance that they may just give up because
yeah.
it's so much, and they have trying to have go with their move their lives along too. Do you find that there's a more or less of the COVID issues in terms of people not getting their monies back? Are you finding you have a lot of COVID? Problems resulted from
yes
problems resulted from COVID.
Yeah, I think that's probably because it's so recent.
Yeah,
and it's hit home. I think it's just you know, in everybody's mind now. That's what they think about. And there's so many issues related to people couldn't travel or people had issues that COVID caused. You know, that resulted, and now they're at a loss. They think they've just lost solving those problems.
Right,
but
and they'll give up.
And that's the biggest challenge. As I said, it's really finding what the problem is, what's the objective the individual or business owner is trying to get to, and who can solve that problem. And that's what we do. We get to the person that can solve that problem, depending on what the
mm-hmm.
area is, and we get results.
We get results. How would you compare what you do to, say, a private detective?
That's a really interesting comment, Doreen, because it is. We really are sleuths. I like that
mm-hmm.
word, sleuth.
Yeah, you're sleuthing around.
Because when someone tells me something immediately, I will go to an organization. I will have the org chart. I will know who are all, who's the chairman of the board, who's the CEO. Nice if I know them. Mostly I don't know them.
Right.
And it's trying to figure out how to get to the right person in that organization. And way beyond customer service, it's really going up the management chain to get to a person that can make a difference.
Right.
And can, everybody, every company today does not want to lose customers. The acquisition cost for customers is amazingly high. So if we can solve that problem, that company walks away with a very happy, delighted customer. They don't lose that customer to a competitor, which happens daily.
True.
In so many areas related to retail and vendors and whatever. Contractors, people have issues with contractors. They do.
Right.
Some of them are fabulous and some aren't so fabulous.
Do you work with some people right now with, or that you have in the past, with
yes.
contractors dropping the ball
on,
or whatever?
On both sides of the
on
fence.
On both sides of the fence.
I had a contractor who lost $100,000 because a company closed their doors. Uh-huh. But they already had taken money from homeowners and the contractor was on the line.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I've helped people who said, you know, that person showed up to do some work for us and they were under the drug influence or they were, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There was a major problem.
Yeah.
So then we go to work to try to get to the individual who heads that organization and then try to...
So similar to private detection, where you're really appealing.
Maybe that becomes my new tagline, something around sleuth. I like that,
yeah.
Doreen.
Yeah, let's write that down.
Let's think about that.
That is really fun.
Yeah. So, and back to your point earlier, so we're dealing with today, how do people hear about us? It's really, we're starting a social media campaign. We're going to do a lot more marketing on a larger broadband arena, so people get to know about our company. We're going to try to get some TV shows. I go to a lot of organizations, and I would just be happy to, you know, come in for a few minutes and talk to their team, their staff about what I do.
Right.
So it's...
You just made me think about is how neat it would be to go into, like you have any time for this, to go into elementary schools, junior high, and high schools, and really kind of empower people to be, of course, you'll lose business, but that's the next generation coming in. There's plenty of people out there, I'm sure, to empower and help them advocate for themselves. And these are the steps to do that, you know, to kind of give people their power back.
I don't know if you knew, Doreen, but I was a teacher. I started out as a teacher. I was a high school English speech and journalism teacher.
Okay, I didn't go back to
my
that.
My first job was in California before I got into business.
Yeah, I was a teacher too, so that goes way back. You tend not to bring that up, so yeah, so high school.
Yeah, so I think it's important to help. I have grandchildren who are in high school, and basically I try to teach them. I'm very interested in investing, mm-hmm. and I teach them how to invest and just to try to help them more with financial arena.
Mm-hmm.
And back to your point is teaching people they can do these things, they can advocate for themselves along the way, and it may be, you know, things related to school or athletics or whatever that they're involved in daily. So yeah, great idea. That can be our new division.
That's right. Into the schools we'll march.
Into the schools, Doreen.
That's
I like
right.
it.
I love that. I love that. So, you know, I do want to ask you a couple more questions about Problem Solve, but I also want to talk to you about your other business.
Yes.
So with the time we have, let me kind of jump into my next question, which is,
sure.
and this is something I thought about last night. What are some of the things that surprise you?
I'm surprised that people, things to me that seem sometimes like just simple or... almost, I want to use the phrase straightforward.
Yeah.
You're surprised at people that to me seems like a very simple thing, to them seems overwhelming, and just, they, like you said, they give up.
Yeah.
They give up,
yeah.
Which is perfect if we can meet them and talk to them. And even their family members, when you talk about seniors as an example,
mm-hmm.
The family is, I met a woman recently, she said, I wish I'd met you a year ago. We went through so many issues with my mother, and we didn't know where to turn. We didn't know who to talk to. And so, you know, it's
And what was it around? Was it around?
There were so many issues. There were issues with where she was going to live. She was going to move out of her, just like I did with my mother, selling her home, finding a good place to live, assisted living facility, finding caregivers as the individual got older. Taking people daily out on various things, whether it be doctor appointments. I mean, all these things that are around people, you know, going through this and their families, it's being able to help them.
Yeah. Around seniors, I interviewed Patty Sullivan. She has a company called Family Choices. Uh-huh. For dementia, and she does all that. She takes them through the whole process.
Yes.
So there are companies who do that. So this is great. So coming up, we'll hear more from our guest after this short break.
It's how you're cared for. This is just one of the reasons Hamel Lyden Chapel and Cremation Service of Massachusetts is recommended by more nurses and social workers at nursing homes and hospices than any other cremation and funeral provider. Hi, this is Chris Goulet, president of Hamel Lyden Chapel and Cremation Service of Massachusetts. Talk with us and see firsthand the qualities that have led us to repeatedly serve more families over the years, making us the preferred choice for cremation arrangements in Massachusetts. Pre-planning with us allows you to control the cost of your arrangements, gives you peace of mind, and eliminates most of the questions, confusions, and difficulties that arise when you leave this for your loved ones to handle. To learn more about our simple advanced planning options, visit us at hamellydon.com. That's hamellydon.com, or call us today at 800-696-5887. That's 800-696-5887. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, my name is Patrick Kelleher. I'm an estate planning and elder law attorney. If you or your spouse became completely incapacitated, how would you pay for the $15,000 per month nursing home? It happened to my dad and my family. I would like to personally invite you to our next free educational elder law workshop. Call 781-871-7526 now, or go to elderlawcare.com, because we fill up quickly.
If you're looking for the very best home health care for your loved one, call Celtic Angels. For almost 15 years, Celtic Angels has been providing personalized care services for the senior community across the South Shore. With their new office in Needham, they're now servicing the entire Metro West area too. Owned and managed by registered nurse Maria Burke, the company is operated with a particularly keen focus on the highest quality medical care and in-home support services. Call today, 781-331-0062, or visit CelticAngelsInc.com.
Listening to My Generation on 95.9 WATD, I'm your host, Doreen Lang, and we are back with Nancy Muckle, founder of Problems Solved. And we're going to wrap up this story of her starting this amazing endeavor that is such a great idea, can help just about anybody, anywhere. But before we move on to the next business, I know you have a technology business, which is going to be really interesting as we wrap up the show. How can people get in touch with you to handle any kind of, I know that you start with talking with them first, you can't promise anything, but for the most part, you've been able to help so many people. So how can people get in touch with you?
I'm going to give you my my mobile number, and my phone is on 24/7 because I deal with, on my technology company, people in Europe. So literally people call me at 4:30 in the morning, which might be European time, and 11 o'clock in California is 8 o'clock our time. So anyway, my cell number is 781-258-9050. And I usually respond immediately or very quickly to that number.
And the website is, of course, 3 W's, probssolved.com, probssolved.com. So, yeah, that was such a that's such an interesting take, and I can't imagine how you aren't excellent at it. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
helping people, and all the work you're doing. And let's just kind of jump into. I have this fabulous article where you managed to help raise $90 million in capital. What is that all about?
That's one of the most interesting things in my business career. I was helping a company in New York City. The owner, the founder, went to RPI, Rensselaer Polytech, and was brilliant, as many founders of companies are in technology. And we had an idea to protect data. Now we're hearing about ransomware every day, but protect data that was sent over the internet, whether it be healthcare data, financial data. And so our idea was to postmark each transaction, and this was the time when there was an issue on in the stock market about late trading, which had a lot of implications. And so a lot of the major financial institutions, both brokerage houses as well as banks, were interested in what our solution could prevent. And the bottom line is we actually could have raised $250 million on Wall Street, but we didn't want to devalue the company that much. So we took $90 million. So I worked with the founder. We met with all the major financial institutions throughout the country. And everyone signed up. They all wanted it. And they were doing hundreds of billions of transactions. So to be able to protect that information over the internet was amazingly important, and we were able to do that successfully. So we raised the money after many meetings, and then I got to go to the stock exchange, the New York Stock Exchange, ring the bell with the team, with the founder and our team.
Wow, that sounds very fun.
It was just amazing,
yeah.
And it was probably one of the highlights of my of my career.
Wow, so tell us a little bit more about the software currently.
Yeah, so what I do, I do a lot in the healthcare for the last 15 years in biotech. I'm actually a mentor for MassBio, which is the organization that deals with early stage digital software companies as well as biotech companies. And it's made up of pharmaceutical executives, business executives like myself, and other clinical people. It's fascinating. I've been doing that now almost 2 years. There's a lot of in our own backyard, Mass Challenge, Mass Bio, helping early stage companies. And so working with those entities is important. And I have a scientist now who's working on cancer diagnostics. She has a revolutionary way to be able to find cancer, not in a day or a week or weeks, as happens many times through biopsies, but basically in 20 minutes. And we're trying to prove out that methodology. That's one of my clients today. And I've worked with many in the areas of chronic care, diabetes. I get calls every day from people all over the world who are founding companies. They know of me, they know of my company, and they're looking for either money raising in addition to business development activities. And so that's another piece that I find, again, giving back. That's giving back in a major way to improving healthcare around the world in a very cost-effective way and a revolutionary way in some cases, depending on the
dementia
solution.
Does dementia come into play at
dementia
all?
Dementia comes in very much. I've been very involved in behavioral health. I've worked with a number of behavioral health companies, which is all part of chronic care. I was on the governor of Rhode Island's task force for opioids. Actually was about to build an opioid device with another individual, and that was something we went back back about 2 years ago, and then that individual had some healthcare issues that caused us not to continue with that. But dementia, Alzheimer's, behavioral health ties together again with chronic issues, chronic care issues, as well as with opioids and
wow.
drug issues. So yeah, so I've touched all that, and I'm pretty knowledgeable about that.
So what is your role today with the technology company?
I only have a couple of clients because my time is really focused on problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
That is, to me, very important.
Right.
But, for example, this scientist I'm working with, if we can pull this off, and it's really research, and science takes a long time. It doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
If we can build something out, and we were talking about being able to give that to third world countries who don't have the money many times, that don't have the medical devices and things available. And so that's an area. So I take a lot of calls. I had a call this morning with someone who wants to bring their company, healthcare company, to the U.S. And I talk to people and I give them advice freely. And sometimes if I think something really has amazing potential and can scale, I might get involved or bring some colleagues. I have colleagues in that business too that can also help.
Wow, I can't imagine how your days aren't spent with a headset on your head.
That's kind of what my husband says most of the time. Come on out, let's go grab a bite tea.
I mean, you have to obviously love what you do.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm
passionate about what I do, and most of my colleagues. I'm having lunch tomorrow with 8 gentlemen who I worked with 30 years ago at a company that was called Digital Equipment Corporation. It was bought by Compaq and then HP, Hewlett-Packard,
mm-hmm.
bought it.
I remember
we get
company.
Together every year. We go to Federal Hill in Providence. They
mm-hmm.
come from West Palm Beach. They come from
wow.
all over. And we get together and have lunch. We keep those relationships and that network
that's
going.
That's incredible.
And it's that's what it's about. It's really people become your family. They're not just your colleagues and your friends, they're your family. And that's how I feel about Problem Solved and my own business. I'm working with a healthcare gentleman. He's been a client for 8 years, and we're looking at another venture for him. Wow. He's family. He's not a client. He's family. That's the way I like to think.
So you're really the epitome of networking. I mean, it sounds like you are doing that all the time.
All the time.
Constantly.
Constantly.
And that is your success.
Yeah. I talked to somebody last night, didn't know him, was asking for some advice on a healthcare entity that, like I said, wanted to come to the States. Didn't know him from Adam. And at the end, we knew so many people in common. It was amazing. And I heard about this gentleman from a friend. And he was on vacation, and he called me, and we talked. And he said, hey, I really would like to keep our dialogue going over the next year or two. Because people are always interested to share ideas and new opportunities.
So just jumping back for a minute to Problem Solved.
Yes.
If you are the head sleuth, right, the head sleuth, and you're identifying the problem, can you take any time for yourself for a vacation or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm kind of understand that your team is your resources.
Correct.
But if you kind of tell everyone, I'm going off for a week, who's really helping people and taking those calls and managing
each
things?
Of those team members mm-hmm. is really an entrepreneur themselves. So they are continuing. Nothing stops when I go play golf. I'm a golfer.
Oh, great.
And when I play golf, 18 holes, which is 4 or 5 hours, then bottom line is things continue. And it's really trying to hire people. I've always had that philosophy because I've run millions of dollars of organizations to generate revenue. It's finding people that are better than you. You build a team with people who are better than you.
Yes.
And that's the way you're successful. So you don't have to be involved every second, every minute with every issue.
I love that.
That's how you build successful entities.
That. I've worked for too many companies where they do see people as threats. They do see people as a problem when they're very bright. But you want to hire the best of the best. Surround yourself with that. Wow. So wrapping up, what can you tell us about that you'd like the audience to hear about your technology company or Problem Solved? I mean, we're kind of wrapping up, but it's so interesting for people.
So I love meeting people, and I love advocating and helping people. So my phone's always open. I'm happy to take calls and answer questions and give advice, free advice. After 40 plus years of business experience, I have a lot of things I've learned. We've all made mistakes, but you learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to share the good, bad, and the ugly. And people, I think, appreciate that. And, you know, whether you're a millennial or whether you're, you know, just starting your next business, I like to get involved. So that takes in both Problem Solved, because all those people have problems. Could be with their business or just personal.
Absolutely.
And it's all part of a network.
And you can reach Nancy Muckle at 781-258-9050. And you can reach her on her website, probssolved, probssolved.com. Nancy, thank you so much for
speaking
with us
tonight.
Oh, Doreen,
this has
been
delightful. Thank you very much.
It's been wonderful to meet you. What an honorable business. What an important work you're doing. So thank you probably from everybody that you've helped. It's been a pleasure having you as our guest. So I'm Doreen Lang, and you've been listening to My Generation, brought to you by the South Shore Senior News and marquee sponsors Celtic Angels Home Healthcare and Elder Law Firm Patrick J. Kelleher. See you next week. Good night, everybody.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Try and dig what we all say.
I'm
not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation.
don't you all fade away? Don't try to dig what we all not generation.
Generation.